Hello and welcome to the new human. New day, new consciousness to embody, new relationship to every little thing, including the Christed cosmic self. New earth anchoring so powerfully and beautifully. Just so much love and elevation and new freedoms. Let us rejoice and celebrate this now. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from the simple yet exquisite beauty and grace of the ancient mountains, the grandmothers and grandfathers of Asheville, North Carolina. I went to the woods early this morning, deep, deep in pristine spaces and mystery. And what stood out just so much was the level of stillness. You know, I'm in the woods a lot, and I know the stillness of nature. But this was different. It was almost as if the nature was breathing, because nature is always breathing. Every little thing in nature moves with the inhalation and exhalation of the living cosmos. But this morning, it was as if the pause at the top of the inhale and the pause at the bottom of the exhale of the living forest was especially long. Just this pregnant stillness and new radiance, peace. And in that stillness were fractals, dancing fractals, fractal portals everywhere, sacred geometry, solar light, creating a new spaciousness in the Earth's grid. Just breathe that in and breathe out. I brought that stillness back with me to share with you. I am, even though my heart is palpitating quite strongly, my belly is soft and I feel really relaxed in bringing to you the fullness of what is here now in January. Imagine for a moment the magenta and emerald rays, the anchor and gateway to 5D and divine feminine that have recently grounded within this new earth grid. Magenta spiraling, coalescing within an emerald spiral, within the ascension, greater ascension spiral. Lifting consciousness, opening hearts, softening the energy that has dominated our history for so long. And within that vast spiraling magenta and emerald and golden fusion, there is a brilliant beam of light, new light, coming from above the spiral, from behind the spiral, from beneath the spiral, from within the spiral. Light that we really don't have words for, creating this magnificent radiance of Fifth World all over the planet, into the minds and hearts, and fear and yearning of all of humanity. So, how's everybody doing? If you find it challenging to even answer that question, you are not alone. And you are actually right where you need to be. I feel as if I have died 1,000 times since we last connected in December. My whole being, mind, body, spirit, conscious and unconscious mind, my emotional body and nervous system, deep, deep, profound experiences of energy so intense. Not only was I not certain that I would come out on the other side of it, but I was strangely at peace with that. The surrender was that complete. The trust that all-encompassing. The energies streaming to Earth now are designed to completely alter consciousness, profoundly so, and to upgrade humanity to a time of peace and co-creation. The initial guidance was to focus our awareness and preparation on the December Gateway, which was significant in its own right. Yet now that we have passed through that and the extreme level of physical assimilation, reset of our electromagnetic field, consciousness rewrite all inclusive, we are now able to be with the January energies, which are the strongest, most powerful, transformative, expansive energies ever experienced by our Earth or humanity. And I'm going to go into the symptoms and consciousness dynamics of this passage, as well as an in-depth and very personal understanding of where we are now. I couldn't have done this a week ago. Just what's happening from the tiniest atom to the full spectrum of the cosmos in today's transmission. We're in the midst of something so grand and so unique and in process that the format and likely duration, I don't know, of today's transmission, things are going to be a bit different. But the guidance was strong to check in with you today, touch base, unify and nourish ourselves in the light of these new human, new earth, fifth world energies. So let's take a moment to breathe together. We all breathe all day long, every day, without ceasing. But to do so consciously and with intention carves a path through the mind to then fill in with positive thought and experience. And for today, this moment, let's breathe together with the intention of clearing our vessels for this experience while preparing to receive. So a significant aspect of this January energy is reconciliation, the coming together of opposites, divine merge, which results in embodiment. So I thought doing a little pranayama breathing alternate nostril breathing called Nadi Shodhana, a simple but powerful technique that settles the body and the mind and emotions by harmonizing the left and right hemispheres of the brain. It's a fairly simple practice once you develop the habit, resulting in balance for your body and your mind and your emotions. In balance, we see and experience things clearly. So sit up tall. Feel your sits bones on the seat you're sitting on. Close your eyes while tuning into the strength and stability of your spine. And then with your right palm just resting peacefully on your thigh, bring your left thumb to your left nostril and your first two fingers to your third eye. Breathe in the right side of your nostril. Pause at the top. Lift your thumb and place your ring finger on the right nostril. Breathe out the left nostril. Pause. Breathe back in through the left nostril. Pause. Place the thumb back onto the left nostril and lift the ring finger on the right nostril to breathe out. Pause. Breathe back in through the right nostril. Pause at the top. Lift the thumb. Place the ring finger back on the right nostril and breathe out. So continue in this way on your own for a few more breaths. I really encourage you using this technique at home in your own space when you can spend some time with it. Don't get into your mind if you lose the rhythm. Feel this balancing. Harmonizing. Creating stability throughout all your interior. Now the next time you exhale on the left side, slowly lower your hands and then resume a conscious, equanimous breath. Really tune into the space you're in. Feel the space you are in. And as you breathe, as we breathe in unified intention for peace in our world, imagine breathing in the energy of peace and then breathing out the energy of peace. Breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in truth, breathing out light. And now bring the light of your awareness around your physical body. Stay with the breath. And then begin to send signals of relaxation to your toes, to your hands, your liver, your teeth, even your eyelashes. Waves of relaxation. If you feel tension in any one place, send the breath to that place with the intention of soothing, relaxation, and peace. You are the caretaker of this temple, the keeper of your anatomical, energetic, and etheric heart. This is a high and noble calling. Breathing in peace, breathing out peace, being peace, flowing the breath, cherishing the breath, being the breath. Remembering with each conscious breath. Feel this space and remember. Reground in yourself, the self you've come here to experience. Reground in yourself, and clarity will seep in to wash the soles of your feet. Reground in yourself, and you will be able to breathe. Reground in yourself, and the answers will come easy. Reground in yourself, and you will remember once more that yourself is a palace, a place made for you to be free. Breathe in, breathe out. Take a moment to find gratitude for this moment, this day, for a life that allows you to find moments of peace. When so much of our world struggles for balance. Gratitude for this family of light that you are vibrationally connected to, that shares in your joy, your challenges, your questions, and your faith, even as you do theirs through your intention and your love. Take a moment to tune into the unknown of what is unfolding in our world and in you at this time. The very precarious but oh so promising landscape of this brand new year, 2018. And breathe gratitude into your heart and being for that as well. Intend to open unconditionally to this incoming light. Today is January 11th, 111, creating a powerful container of manifestation, of soul mission and life purpose. 2018 vibrates the attributes of both 11 and 2. This is a year of embodiment, which we will shine a lot of light on today. We have never in our evolutionary process engaged work and reached for this much, this embodiment, this peace. Also service. How will you serve? Stay with the breath. Give the mind permission to be still and feel the wellspring of living, awakened intelligence moving from within you right now. In response to that question, remembering that equally important to service is, how will you serve yourself? So the container today, as with the container of 2018, connects you to your own higher levels. An activator of deep remembrance in the why of your being at this particular time on earth. As is the breath, so is the mind. So just take a few more moments here to settle into the space and intention, the energy and presence here today. Presence within and all around you, always with you. Today is Thursday, January 11th.